Well, I read books, and that's a problem. Once upon a time, I read books and kept them, even if I threw them down in disgust around page 35. But I live a more streamlined life now. A decade ago, I pared down my book collection by giving 90% of it away, and I've tried to keep their attentions to a minimum. But I've read some important and useful things in that decade, and I won't give them up. So getting rid of the lesser lights has achieved a certain priority. At first, I tried to think of in-house solutions. Maybe I can build a small library of books for the dog. I'd mount a few shelves on the side of the refrigerator, right above his food dish, and put all the books he might like there. But as much as we get along, I don't think our literary tastes are the same. I gave up the idea. It's not the first time I've had the problem. Usually I donate the books to the Live Oaks Library close to me. But in the current viral situation, they aren't accepting any. So now I must seek alternate destinations. Now, many Savannah neighborhoods, including mine, have free libraries. They're enclosed bookshelves near the street where anybody can take a book or donate a book. It's a good idea, but when I surveyed the one closest to me, I didn't see any that I'd want to take home, and I'm pretty sure that the things that I read would sit there for very long intervals. My tastes don't match the other donors. The same is true for some of the other places I could take them. An outlet that specializes in, let's say, children's or books or cookbooks will eventually use my discards to line bird cages or something similar. And yes, I have a problem with that. If the discards have no further use for me, they might be useful for someone else. I know the power they might have for someone else. Some of my favorites are somebody else's discards. But I do know a place downtown where they might go, and another in South Carolina. So they pile up, waiting for me to travel to either of those places. The stack just topped 2 shelf feet, and I know it should probably be doubled. Aside from out endowing the dog, there's no more room. There wasn't any more room about 100 books ago, but what I will call creative shelving has worked up till now. No more. If I creatively shelf any further, I'll have to move books every time I take a shower or wash the dishes. So I must determine if the important and useful book that I just read is as important as the one I saved from the first purge. Is the book on turtles more important than the one on the Seleucid Empire? You wouldn't think so, but I run into amphibians much more than ancient Greeks. These are painful decisions, and I can only face them when I am more resolute than now. There are modern solutions, of course. Electronic devices that call up books for me to read, or even books that I can access through devices I already own. Mobility really isn't a problem because I own a mobile device. The only problem with that is reading. If I could only get through the book without reading, I'd be fine. If you accept and understand everything you just read, an electronic device might work. I might be able to accomplish that with whodunits and graphic novels, but otherwise it's risky. Going back a few pages to compare concepts or chasing down a footnote is difficult on paper, but it's downright frustrating using electrons. The mechanical interface is one more step in a process that doesn't need other steps. The backlighting taxes the eyes, especially old eyes, and mine are no younger than any of my other body parts. In addition, some of my passions are unusual. There seems to be little interest in providing online books on prehistoric Japan, which is one of my interests right now. It's difficult enough to find hard copy of that, at least for someone who knows no Japanese. Many of my other interests collide with the same issue. Exotic interests will never make their cost for electronic books. I get that. So for many subjects, I'm more or less forced to use hard copy. Many years ago, I kept company with any number of people who assumed that all books would be electronic someday. I'm not sure. It'll make reading easier to obtain, but it's all downhill from there. Are all books going to be published on the net, even those that won't cover the cost of translation? I think not. And then there's the matter of editing. Printed books can't be edited once they're distributed. Online works can, and if you happen to live in a country where there's a mania for keeping all the ducks in line, they are. It boils down to having too much respect for the medium, despite its inconveniences. I can't think of any other that inspires that loyalty. Broadcast media? Movies? Computer-based information? All have advantages, but not enough to replace hard copy. I love radio, but radio will never replace the printed word. All other media seem to be, periodical. They almost always address the passion of the moment, without any thought of how they will be seen in future years. Especially 2 months before an election, that seems to open the door to the most outrageous, what are we calling it now, misinformation. Not a bad term, that, but any lawyer who knows that it's like feasance. In the law, there's misfeasance, but there's also malfeasance and nonfeasance, too. Welcome to the age of malinformation and non-information, not just misinformation. It's hard for someone to claim that they never said something that they've been videotaped saying, but it's happening. And some people are buying it. More than any other medium, books require critical thinking. Stump speeches avoid that like the plague. If we're to achieve what we want, critical thinking becomes an absolute requirement, not just access to information. My creatively shelved hard copies provide me with the ability to do that. For now, the pile will grow larger.